very excitingly. I've got Leon Russell in the studio. Leon, it's an absolute honour to meet you, sir. Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, bless your heart.
If I'm completely honest, I knew very little about you until a few months ago. I've been reading lots of rock biographies, books about the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Carpenters, and your name just kept popping up everywhere. And I thought, I've got to check this guy out. And I got a couple of your records and was surprised. You've worked with everyone, basically, haven't you? This is it. You're part of rock's history, really.
Well, I've worked with a lot of people, yeah.
And is it true you started off with Phil Spector and the whole Wrecking Crew group? Is that where it began, or did it start earlier than that?
It was somewhat earlier than that. Never could understand. I never heard that name until Hal Blaine's book came out, The Wrecking Crew. It seemed like inappropriate name for a rhythm section.
was that a kind of added to the group later on then, The Wrecking Crew? That wasn't what you went round as at the time?
I never heard it.
Really?
But, I think there was a writer that fell into the mix and made that up for his book.
A little bit of kind of rock, the fairy tale magic dust sprinkled
there you go.
On the top. And now you're here and you're recording, or you've just recorded an album with Sir Elton John. I must get that right, of course. How did that come about?
I was laying in bed watching TV and Elton called me. And first he asked me to write some songs for an album that he was doing with Billy Joel.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes later, he called back and said he wanted to do a duet album. Of course, I was very excited about that.
That's kind of incredible. You just got a phone call one day. It's like, hello, Leon, it's Elton John. You fancy making a record?
Yeah, exactly. I spoke to him 35 years ago, too, so it could have been anybody.
And you've not spoken to him since? Has it been that big a gap?
Well, I mean, since we started making the record, we speak all the time.
Oh, of course, I would imagine you would. But so you saw him 35 years ago, and then suddenly, 35 years later, he phones up and wants to make a record. Because it's fair to say, I think, that you've been a bit quiet in the last few years. Is that an accurate summary?
No, not really. I mean, I'm as loud as ever, but I'm not close to the PA.
Right, okay. and what's the album like? I've heard a few of the tracks, and it feels to me like a sort of Sunday morning kind of laid-back album. Or are there a few dirty rockers in there as well?
Yeah, there's some questionable hygiene rockers in there. There's a bunch of different kinds of music.
Yeah.
It's partially a few hillbilly-like music.
Yeah.
Bunch of different kinds of stuff.
Where do you get the inspiration? Because no disrespect, you've been doing this for a long, long time. How do you find the motivation to write a song now? Surely you've said everything, haven't you? Or is there more to come out?
One hopes there's more to come out.
Yeah.
I just say everything in a different way, I guess.
just say the same thing in slightly different. But the cast list on this album is incredible as well. Neil Young came and recorded.
Well, what happened is Elton and I... There was a some sort of charity that where the stars sell things, and that was on the night before the Grammys. And Elton and I went to that, and Brian Wilson was selling a chance to come watch him put his vocals on his record.
Wow!
And Brian, Elton stood up and bid $13,500 for it, and then promptly went over there the next day and asked Brian to come sing on our album.
Fantastic.
So it was great.
Brian Wilson, to me, is my hero, and I've been lucky enough to interview him a couple of times, and just the sweetest man there is. Did you record with the Beach Boys in the 60s? Is that true?
I did a lot of records with those guys. He is the greatest guy.
And it's amazing that he's still with us, you know, of the life that he has led. And he's back, and he's still making fantastic music, and he's out there, and he's doing it. Do you remember which Beach Boys songs you worked on in the 60s?
No.
Is it all a blur? Because there must have been so many that you did.
Well, I just didn't keep track of that. I think I worked on Be True to Your School.
Did you really? That's an odd one. Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
There was different ones. I can't remember, you know, exactly which ones they were.
And how did it work as a session man in the 60s? Did you get a phone call in the morning saying, right, you're going to Gold Star Studios, the sheet music will be there, go and do it? Or was it more informal than that?
Well, somewhat longer notice.
Right, okay.
So we had all of us had answering services, and they called the answering service, and they say, well, we got this call for a week or 10 days. You know, the thing about Brian was I did a session with him. I can't remember which one it was. It's at Western in a middle-sized room, had about 23 musicians.
Yeah.
He started at the first musician, and he sang his part. Then he went to the second musician and sang his part, went all the way around the room. By the time he got to the end of the room, the first musician had forgotten his part. So he just started again and sang them over and over until they got him, and then they played it.
He is now recognized as a genius. I think there was a while when people kind of, he was a little bit of a joke, but he has now been accepted, I think, mainly in the UK, he's been accepted for a long time. But that is one of his things, just holding, you know, 30 different melodies in his head at the same time and knowing what is what. Is this the first time you've worked with Brian since the 60s, or have you done anything with him in between?
No, I don't think so. Probably Beach Boys was the last I did.
Right, okay. Are you still playing concerts? You played a concert this week, which I couldn't come to, unfortunately. I've just had a little baby boy, so I was at home playing with my baby. But you're still playing concerts. How are you finding that? Are you enjoying that? So you're still getting a buzz from doing those?
A buzz? You mean like narcotic?
I wouldn't suggest anything at all, sir. But hey, you were a rock star in the 70s. Who knows? But no, does it still kind of give you a kick?
Well, it's something that I enjoy.
Again, it's another drug reference. Sorry, I don't mean that in the slightest. But do you enjoy it?
Well, I know where you come from.
Thank you.
It's nice when the audience is good like that. That was a terrific audience.
Yeah.
I like it when the piano is better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got it. Piano like that, exactly like that,
yeah,
at home, but it's not the same.
you've been in the studio with Elton John. What's he like to work with? I imagine that he's a perfectionist, and I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that as a compliment. He wants everything right, or is he quite laid back in the studio?
I didn't see either one of those characteristics. He's just the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah,
and Bernie and everybody says this is a new appearance for him.
Right.
Bernie said that he stopped coming to him 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's never seen him with so much excitement and energy. So I was glad to hear that.
It is exciting because, you know, Elton John, again, for a while in the UK, sort of became a little bit of a joke, I think, unfairly, because you listen to some of those classic albums, an incredible singer-songwriter, you know, and an amazing pianist as well.
Well, there's a period of time when he was just saying yes all the time.
Right.
And as soon as he stopped doing that, I think it got a lot better.
Yeah. Very, very exciting. I know you're going back to the States soon. Any plans to come back to the UK and do any more concerts?
You know, I have to ask my manager. I just, myself, I don't know. I have to ask my manager.
When you've asked your manager, get him to send us an email.
All right.
Because we would love to come along and see. Also, you worked with kind of pretty much every Beatle as well, I think. The concert for Bangladesh is I think one of the first times I saw you was that whole concert that George Harrison arranged. And from what I've read about that concert, it all kind of came together almost just before the doors opened. You know, no one was sure if Dylan was going to come on stage. No one knew if Eric Clapton was going to turn up. Was it that? It sounds quite terrifying, to be honest.
Well, there was a lot of headliners there.
Mm.
Eric was not well at the time, and so it was. I mean, no one knew. Bob didn't know how he was going to play, if he's going to play by himself. When we were at the rehearsal, he called up Ringo first, and then he called up George, and he called up me to play bass.
Mm.
Who knows why? He called me to play bass on several records after that. I don't know where
really?
I got the idea that I was a bass player, but I was happy to be there.
And so you went and played some bass on some Dylan records, even though you're not really a bass player.
Well, I play on my records, but I mean, I'm not really Wilton Felder. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I played on that Fighter record, Hurricane Carter.
Yeah, that's a great, it's very good.
So I don't know. Maybe you like the way I play bass.
Maybe. And George Harrison is one of the great losses to the rock world. Just what my favorite Beatle, if I'm completely honest. And I was reading that the whole organization for Bangladesh, he was, as we would say over here, bricking it. He was absolutely terrified that it wasn't going to come off and happen. Did you get that impression from him, or was he a very serene man at that time?
Well, when he was terrified and under a lot of pressure, he was serene. So he was a little worried about it, but I didn't think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
It wasn't a problem.
And it's a great concert. If anyone has not seen it, I thoroughly recommend. I think it's on DVD now. It must be on DVD.
I'm sure,
probably is. It's well worth seeing, and it's just all of these rock greats in one place. The Carpenters did one of your songs. Was it Superstar? They did of yours.
They did five or six of them.
I think
that's probably the most well known one.
And this is the great thing about you is that you've done the rock, you've done the blues, you've done the country, and the kind of the easy listening of the Carpenters. It's a slightly lazy term because I think the Carpenters are an excellent group. But what was that like, achieving, you know, huge, huge kind of mainstream success via the Carpenters?
Well, it takes a period of time, you know. One doesn't, finish the song and run right out and it's on the radio.
Right, okay, it doesn't work like that. Okay, good.
I was happy that they did it. They sold a lot of records of my songs.
And again, it's weird, isn't it, how these things change? Because the Carpenters, for a long time, were seen as a bit of a joke and a little bit naff. But now regarded as just a fantastic, incredibly tight musical outfit. I was lucky enough when I was about 8 years old to see the Carpenters. And, you know, just beautiful American, you know, brother and sister singing these great songs with these great harmonies. And she was a brilliant drummer as well, a really tight drummer, which is overlooked quite a bit. Now, listen, the new album it's called The Union. There's going to be a lot of attention directed to this record, I would have thought, with you and Sir Elton. Does that bother you in the slightest, or do you embrace the attention?
Well, I can't say I really embrace it, but I'm glad that people are interested in it.
Yeah. And do you appreciate, just, you must do, surely, your standing, you know, when you were, I was told that we could get you as a guest, and I was incredibly excited, because to me, having known all the people that you work with, you are rock royalty. Do you kind of see your standing in the rock world like that, do you think, or is it hard for you to appreciate that?
I don't really think of it in that way.
Right.
I'm not selling insurance.
I would buy it from you if you were, sir.
That's what everyone says.
I would.
But that's about what it is for me. I don't have to have a real job, and I'm real happy about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, it's fantastic. I like the way you don't call it a real job. It's great. You know, and if you want to check out Leon Russell, go and doubt. Can I just say, the Joe Cocker version of Delta Lady is, I think, without a doubt, one of the finest rock and roll records of all time. It's got that, it's kind of dirty, it's a little bit rough around the edges, and it's a great track. So, you know, thank you very much for being involved in that and writing that. Did you produce that, or did someone else produce that?
Well, actually, I think Denny was the producer
right.
at that time.
So. Right. Very quickly, I must ask you, just while I remember, the Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour with Joe Cocker, was that as mental as it says in all the books? It just sounds like a crazy time.
Mental.
Was it?
What do you mean?
Just crazy. It just sounds like everyone was having a good time. You know, it was the sort of late 60s, early 70s. It just sounds like the most fun a group of musicians could have together.
It was a lot of fun. It was an attempt really to show the tribalism of that time.
Yeah.
There were other tribes that were going around killing people.
Yeah.
That was pretty disappointing in terms of the time period.
Of course, yeah, definitely.
What it did to the potential that could have happened another way.
Yeah.
But, it was a lot of that stuff.
Leon, listen, it's an absolute honour to have you in. Thank you so much for coming in. The album is The Union. It's out, I think, on the 25th of October. And is there any track from that album, sir, that you would like us to play? And we will be happy to play it for you.
Now, you mean?
Well, what we'll do is we'll stick it at the end of the interview when this goes out on the radio next week.
See.
So if you want to tell us a track, we'll be happy to play it for you.
I actually like all of them. So
can't play all of them. I'll get told off by my boss.
Yeah, you pick out the one you like.
All right, listen, I'll pick one and we'll play it. Leon, thank you very much for coming. It's a pleasure to meet you. Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Let me just stop and make sure that we've...